This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, here we are at 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Happy New Year to everybody. Yes, it is New Year's. Hello, hello, hello. I'm just answering an email, Victoria. Victoria Keelan to Doug Steffen here, working through the issues of the day, the events of the day, people that folks are talking about. And I just responded to a request from KQEN to do a sort of a year in review and a retrospective and maybe an anticipatory thing to the local folks in the local morning program with my friend Mr. Bailey, and I'm going to suggest to him, he said, Jim Bohannon's going to do it the next day. A much better approach to this guy would be put both of us on together. That would be an interesting, entertaining segment. So I put that out there for your listening and dancing pleasure. Speaking of that, I am flabbergasted. Somebody sent me a note, Victoria. You'll get a kick out of this. You'll have one of your chuckles. This guy's upset with me because he says, you sound like a know-it-all. It sounds like you know something about everything. You always have something to say about everything. And sometimes, pal, you don't really sound like you know what you're talking about.
Well, so, okay.
My response to him.
Isn't it our job to have something to say about
you.
Everything?
That's exactly what I said to him. I said, it's our job. You're listening to us because you want to hear what we have to say about, or what we may talk about, what somebody else may have to say about the issues of the day or people or whatever it is. But that's the idea
here,
fella.
It's our opinions. That's
yeah,
the
right.
point. It's not
that we present some information.
We're right all
what
the
do
time.
You think about it? Yeah, right, exactly. So I'm going to tell you what I think about how stupid television news is. It's, what is it, 4 or something in the morning here in Los Angeles. And I'm looking at the bimbo on Channel 7. They've got a weather bimbo on every one of these stations. And there are 5 stations on the air right now live doing local news at 4 o'clock in the morning in Los Angeles. And each one of them has a live reporter. Remember, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. They have a live reporter in the pouring rain. It is pouring here. Pouring rain at the Pasadena Rose Bowl because they're all wondering speculatively. It's the same story from all of them. Are we going to have a Rose Bowl parade on New Year's Day or not? And what do the preparations look like? There's nobody doing anything. There's not even any traffic. There's no one except these fools standing in the pouring rain doing a live shot from the Rose Bowl, which is empty, and the streets around it are empty, and there's no they're not working on any of the floats because it's pouring rain. And I just get they are all so. You know,
now,
one guy
is
will,
this happening, or is it going to be
the Rose Bowl? That's the funniest thing about the story. They don't know whether it could be happening if it doesn't rain, and if it's pouring rain, it won't happen. And that's the news. That's the lead of the story. That's the headline. Will it happen or won't it happen?
Yeah, I don't watch local news. I don't watch news on TV unless it's, you know, like a verdict coming in and someone is, you know, covering it live or something like that. But I don't really watch TV news, and mostly because it's always some poor reporter who's standing out in the rain, drenched, and trying to like talk to some neighbor that has nothing to say. I don't know.
There's no news involved.
The whole model of, and maybe this is a generational thing. I don't know anybody who watches local news in my age group. We just get all of our news on, you know, that's what a phone is for, you know? Like, I don't know, I don't get it. And I don't get the appeal of it. Is it to make people feel like they're in
it's
the
an older audience.
On the scene? Or,
it's an active audience. It's people who are going to work at this time of the morning. There are a lot of people.
Well, traffic, obviously, you need a traffic report.
Right.
Well, actually, you don't even really need a traffic report. Everyone has Waze or Google Maps, so you don't really need it. But I think people... Maybe it's been a long time since I would get up and commute, you know, into an office, but I don't think I ever turned the TV on in the morning, though.
That's another thing. In addition to it's interesting you said that, because as I'm flipping around during the news here at the top of the hour, I'm looking at not only the weather report, which is, they're all telling you it's going to pour, and, okay, so it's going to be wet here today. then they do the Rose Bowl, and then they go to the traffic cam. But because, excuse me, because it's raining so hard, the traffic cams that they have at various places, and they all use the same ones, they're put out there by Caltrain. All you can see is the raindrops on this. And the reporter says, as you can see from looking at our live shot on the 210, you can't see a damn thing. You can see blurred white lights from the cars that are coming along on the highway. But mostly it's just the drizzle and the raindrops that are on the...
Now, rain in California, though, does throw people off. It's like snow in the south.
Know how to drive.
No one knows how to drive in it.
Hydroplaning everywhere. Oh, yeah.
Right.
The mess. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, well, so I know you've been enjoying yourself every morning behind the scenes. It's exciting. Doug's in his hotel room yelling about, in the background, yelling about how bad the local news is.
Well, so, I guess part of it is because, it is. It's a big treat. One of the things that's also fun, well, not so fun, but observing, as I travel around, I'm obviously going to give you the perspective from where I am, if it happens to be something that's local that may have some national wrinkle to it. And so for the folks, I was thinking about the folks listening, the new listeners that are in Utah, St. George's area, and also the listeners up the four stations that we have up in the Finger Lakes region of New York State, thinking, okay, what do I have here for you? And I guess I was thinking about how the weather gets this time of year in northern New York, which I'm very familiar with, having traveled around there for a long time, used to own a radio station in that neck of the woods. The fact that the Nevada governor has declared a snow emergency because of what's gone on at Lake Tahoe, where my daughter and her husband and my grandson were stuck for 4 or 5 days. And then looking at I try to look at the weather around the country every day to see if there is, like, I'll ask Jay, she's down in Nashville, what's going on, because they've had so much weather there the last month or so. And then, I look at at what's affecting people at various places across the country, and try to zero in and focus on whatever my experience may have been traveling there at whatever time of year it was, so I have a perspective on it. And so I don't need my perspective on... My daughter has, over the last 3 or 4 days, FaceTimed me any number of times with the snow, and Miles having a great time playing in the snow, and then being stuck in the snow.
Yeah,
it's
fun until you're stuck there.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't get home.
There's 10 feet of snow, so the Nevada governor has declared a snow emergency in the same area where Megan and Matthew and Miles were. The storm and the traffic, Interstate 80 finally after 3 days got opened, and then, but they couldn't, some parts of it were not negotiable. Navigable? Not negotiable. Well, you can negotiate your way around, I guess. At any rate, they took the side roads, the back roads, following whatever Waze told them to do. But Waze doesn't know how deep the piles of snow are.
Right.
So there were single-lane roads, and they had to turn around and go back to Carson City the first night. It took them 3 days to get home. Normally, it's
crazy.
About a six-seven-hour ride. So anyway, these people, these selfish SOBs, who think they're the most important, they're going to get through, they're going to go down the road, they're going to pass everybody. And so as a result of that, there were multiple 4, 5, 6 car pileups down the road of all of these jerks that pass everybody, just barely able to get by because it's a one-lane road, and then they go off the road, down the road.
Yeah, and then they expect somebody to come in and dig them out.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Just, it's
you
it's
selfish,
so selfish
SOBs, that's all. And what are you teaching your children? If you get children in the car and you're doing that, what are you teaching them about how to be a good neighbor, or how to be considerate, or how to just think about others other than yourself? That's one of the real problems I think we have in this country, maybe around the world. So anyway, the power lines are out. Normally we have a station in the Tahoe area, and I don't know whether they're listening or they can get us or not. So there's another front coming in. It's going to bring the coldest air they've had in 5 years there down to zero by Friday night. So celebrate New Year's. How do you like? Remember, was it?
Build a fire and stay indoors.
It was 2, 3 years ago on New Year's Eve, how cold it was in New York. Remember that? You may still be living. I remember seeing Ryan standing on top of that building, and he was shattered. He was so cold. And so the other people who were, trying to report on whatever was going on. And imagine a million people standing down there all have to pee. Every single one of them.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Once you're in that area, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
I never understood. I mean, I was a New Yorker for a long time, and Times Square is a place that we thoroughly avoid at all times. So I'm always amazed at these tourists who come in and want to just stand there and freeze for eight to 10 hours. They're cutting it down. The capacity is only, I think, at 15,000 this year.
How do they let people in?
I don't know if you have to wear a mask outdoors. I don't think you do. I think they just cut the capacity down.
I'd be wearing a mask if I were there.
I would. I would. But I also wouldn't be standing out there freezing. So.
And what are you going to see?
Catch me at the lounge. Yeah, what are you going to see exactly?
Yeah, you're going to see nothing. You can't hear. LL Cool J isn't going to be there to perform, so nobody's going to perform. He's got COVID. He was the big headliner. So who are they going to bring in there now? There's not going to be anybody there. And the other side of it is, you can see it better on television, like a football game or most anything.
Sure.
Stay home and watch it on TV.
Well, it's disappointing. Fox canceled their whole broadcast, which I thought was really bizarre. But they were going to have Ken Jeong and Joel McHale together, which they had done last year. So Fox has nothing. I don't know what they've replaced it with. But Ryan Seacrest will still be out there. And Miley and Pete Davidson are doing a thing from Miami.
Heard was there's going to be a mud wrestling match between Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity. That's what they're going to replace it with.
Well, if someone wants to see that, sure.
Help yourself to that. Meanwhile, a weather station mounted on a tide gauge on the island of Kodiak, Alaska, where we do have listeners, recorded an air temperature yesterday of 67 degrees. Not below zero, 67 degrees above zero. How about that? There's a warm spell. It's warmer up there than it is down in the lower 48. There isn't one place except southern Texas, I think southern Florida, that had the temperatures that were in the upper 60s and lower 70s yesterday. So imagine, Alaska, you don't think, I don't like to beat the climate change drum too hard, but under the circumstances, there is stuff going on. It's kind of interesting that the temperature is 67 degrees up near the Bering Straits. 19 after on the DJV show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GOOD.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. You know, vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Now we're at 23 after the hour. What kind of music is that? Phil, what is that music? That's kind of a... the music is ending. Good to know. Thanks very much for all of that. Well, we're not ending. We're beginning our trending report for this hour. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen with the folks who are upset about Pat Sajak's Wheel of Fortune 40th anniversary. I did not remember that he had been on that show 40 years. That he's the only host ever on that show. Can you imagine? He was 30. He was a weatherman in Indianapolis when Merv Griffin found him. And he said, there, that's the guy. He's perfect for Wheel of Fortune. And it turns out that he is. So what are people, the anniversary was December 28th, 1981, when mm-hmm. Both of those shows went on the air that day. So 40, he would have been, yeah, he was 35 years old.
I think Jeopardy was a little bit ahead. Because
oh,
I think that the 40th, yeah, I think the 40th may have been, I'll have to look it up, but I think
Art
the 40th
Fleming
was
the first host of Jeopardy, and he was there for, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years. If I'm not mistaken, he was a venerable game show host. He came from St. Louis, from KMOX, where Bob Costas came around. A lot of great people. The Bucks came out of KMOX, and I remember all three of those guys I knew when I worked there. Very interesting what went on there at the station and how they bred these big-time people. Sajak didn't come from there. He came from whatever the big television station in the NBC station in Indianapolis. That's where I don't even remember where he came from originally. I know he owns a house and he lives in Annapolis and owns a radio station there in Annapolis. He owns a local radio station. But I don't know if he's from there originally or not. But imagine, how in the world could the producers forget something like that, Victoria?
I don't know. So the story is that essentially a lot of the fans are really upset that the show didn't acknowledge his 40th anniversary. And so he tweeted, he turned 75 this year, or will be, he is already 75, and so maybe he'll turn 76 coming up. But anyway, so he's 75 years old, and this
it's a great age to be.
Yeah. And so 75 is the new 55. And so December 28th, 1981 was his first show. He said he was hosting at the time with Susan Stafford, whom I'm assuming is before Vanna White was the precursor to Vanna.
Yeah,
and so he put out some fun facts, which was funny. He said that the number that the top 10 shows in 1981 when he started on Wheel included Dallas, Three's Company, The Jeffersons, and The Dukes of Hazzard. Ronald Reagan was in his first year as president, and the number one song was Olivia Newton-John's Physical. So he's sort of like setting the stage of this is what, you know, this is what was going on when I first did my very first episode of Wheel of Fortune. And so his daughter congratulated him on Twitter and wrote happy 40th Wheeliversary. And so and everyone was really, you know, happy about it. But then the fans realized that the December 28th episode came and went and no mention of his 40th anniversary. So the show has not made an official statement. The only thing I'm thinking of is that maybe they taped it so far in advance they forgot that it would have been the 40th episode or 40th anniversary.
Somebody's not on the ball. Yeah, no, somebody's out to lunch.
It's too bad. That's a big milestone.
Yeah, it is a huge milestone. In fact, congratulations to the guy. Anybody doing something like that on their own. I mean, there was a little rhubarb last week about the Audi Q3, but that just shows how many people are paying attention to it and want to follow the program. So, anyway, happy anniversary. 28 past the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
In the market for a next-level Windows 10 laptop, look no further than the ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED from Asus. It lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity, featuring an amazing 4K OLED HDR touchscreen. It also includes the Asus ScreenPad Plus secondary 4K display with a brand new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. Not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by up to an Intel Core i9 8-core processor and NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070 GPU, ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Visit Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Strong winds helped spark wildfires that spread over 1,600 acres and prompted hasty evacuations near Denver, Colorado, including the entire town of Superior and the city of Louisville overnight. Colorado Governor Jared Polis declared a state of emergency Thursday afternoon. Clint Folsom, mayor of Superior, Colorado, on CNBC last night.
It's a dire situation here. We've still got a mandatory evacuation order in effect. I'm doing a tour of the town with law enforcement right now, and we've got we've lost a couple hundred houses, and they're still actively burning.
About 580 homes were lost in Superior. The National Weather Service is reporting a gust in the area reached 115 miles an hour. Airline cancellations are piling up in the United States with thousands of flights scrubbed. Check with your carrier before heading to the airport. USA Radio News.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Given President Biden's track record on the international stage, one lawmaker worries Biden doesn't have what it takes when it comes to dealing with foreign adversaries. New York Representative Republican Claudia Tenney on Newsmax Thursday.
I think, Joe Biden is a career politician, a guy who's worried about currying favor and making friends, not about caring for the priority of the American citizens in our country. And it's just clear after what happened in Afghanistan that he really doesn't have a forceful approach. The Secretary of Defense is out there making sure that we keep some forces and some sea ships in the sea out there. We also did give $60 million in lethal aid, and also we need to continue to bolster the intelligence that we have on the ground to be sure that this isn't going to happen and that a country with an authoritarian like Putin isn't going to go in and try to seize Ukraine, which is, has its own right to its own sovereignty and its own sovereign borders. So I'm hopeful that, that the Secretary of Defense and other diplomats, including Secretary Blinken, will back up a strong, forceful presence against Putin's intent to invade.
China is calling on the United States to protect the Chinese space station and its three-member crew after Beijing complained that satellites launched by Elon Musk's SpaceX nearly struck the station. The incidents took place July 1st and October 21st when the Chinese space station had to divert from its orbit to avoid hitting some of the hundreds of SpaceLink satellites designed to blanket Earth with internet communications. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, right, everything else, yep, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, mm-hmm, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sending an email, Phil Zilliemi. Are you there? Yeah, I'm sending an email, and I would have had it done except for a spell check. How many people go bananas when you send an email? I've sent the same email to this person three times. Because I put the call letters into the radio station, and then the call letters get taken out because it doesn't recognize the call letters of the, they don't, you know, it doesn't sound like a word that you can spell. So in full transparency, I've sent an email to Jim Bohannon, who's going to do a morning shot on a station that I'm doing a shot on, and I said, let's do it together. I told that to the program, but let's see if he does that or not. We always have a lot of fun when we're chatting together. But I put KQEN in three times, and each time it came back as queer or queen. It is. Those are the moments I want to just throw this thing against the wall. Okay, here we are. Happy times are here again. It's the end of the year, beginning of the new year. I was thinking about how we are destined for greatness here, Victoria. That's the thought I'm holding for the new year. We're exactly where we're supposed to be. We're doing the things we are supposed to be. We're creating something out of our dreams. It's a blast off into the good stuff. That's, I think, I'm holding that thought, and I hope everybody listening to this program will hold that thought as you go through the next day or so, welcoming in the new year, trying to figure out, you know, okay, am I, if you're still wondering, am I going to watch this thing on TV? No, I bet you there isn't anybody listening to this program right now who's going to go to New York to watch that ball drop, which, by the way, apparently has some new Waterford crystals in it. This is your area of expertise. I do know what Waterford crystals are, though. You can give me credit for that.
Okay.
But beyond that, why do they use Waterford crystal? Why do they just use regular glass? Why do they have to? What is there about the Waterford crystals that makes the New Year's Eve ball better, brighter? What is it? Who cares?
Well, regular cut glass doesn't hold the light or capture the light the way crystal does.
Not sparkly enough?
I'm sure that's part of it. I think this was originally, and I'd have to Google this, I don't know. I think that this was originally a gift from Waterford Crystal to the city of New York, the actual ball itself. And it's made by Waterford, and so it's 12,000 pounds is how much it weighs. Ooh. And it's 12 feet in diameter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this year they added, every year, which I didn't know, but every year they change up the theme. So there's like a new, smaller design element on the ball. This year it's called the Gift of Wisdom. And so they add in, every year they change it up, and I think it's 192 new crystals this year. And so they represent the themes of happiness, goodwill, harmony, serenity, kindness, and wonder. Oh. So... yeah, okay. So that's going to be... Sweet. So normally it's 60,000 visitors, but they're going to cap it at 15,000 in that area of Times Square when it drops.
So if you move to the other part of the country where there always are big New Year's Eve parties, Las Vegas, they're going to do their fireworks show there, and they've got 300,000-plus people expected.
Know where the next super spreader is, but, have fun.
right. No masks, none of that stuff.
Nope.
The gatherings, this is something, again, every year there are hundreds of thousands of people that go. And the difference between New Year's Eve in New York and New Year's Eve in Vegas is that most of the people, when they start celebrating in New York, are still sober. Most of the people in Las Vegas are not. They're drunk for the whole thing. And that's, that's pretty much the difference between what goes on the Las Vegas Strip and what goes on in Times Square. And by the way, and there are a lot of naked people. By the time the celebration is over, there are tons of naked people.
Well, if the weather's warm, right? That helps, too.
Exactly. Yeah, let's have a big party. And there are other places. I mean, most communities I know in Framingham, my hometown, I'll be there back for New Year's Eve. But I've gone to celebrate. I can't remember the last time. Let me think. Yes, I can. It was a makeup night, I think, in 2015. When I was awake just barely at midnight, and then it was, but after that, it was like 12:01 nighty night, and I don't usually stay up, because normally before I had these chickens that are around me now, like Jennifer and, well, Jennifer, when she was on her own before Victoria corrupted her, she was happy. Well, she wasn't too happy to get up on New Year's, but she would. And so we'd have our regular program on New Year's Day. Now Victoria has corrupted all of the ladies, so none of them want to do anything.
Actually, it wasn't New Year's. No, that wasn't me. New Year's Day, I was doing Christmas Day with you, because as soon as I joined the show, Jen was like, all right, peace out. And so I was doing Christmas Day.
I don't have to do Christmas,
Yeah.
Right.
But then I think it's good old Rich McFadden, actually, is the one who stopped the New Year's Day if it fell during the week, because he didn't want to pay anyone overtime to run
the board. All right, Phil, so it's now your fault. All right, anyway, that's the inside workings of baseball here. But I'm the only guy, and I say this lovingly, I'm not trying to be a braggadocious. I beat my chest and say, oh, Doug, he's so super. But I like being on the radio, and I like getting up and doing the program, and I like being of service, if you will, because this is a public service in a manner of speaking. I got to make a living at it to pay Victoria and Jennifer and Jay and the people that helped me put the thing together, but... it's a labor of love for me. I really enjoy being here with you, and I haven't until you came along, I hadn't, this program had been on the air for 29 years. I'd never taken a day off in 29 years. I never took a vacation, never was sick, always on the air, every day. And
but that's, I mean, that's like not, that's not healthy.
Well,
I understand you like doing
fine.
What you do,
yeah,
but, you know, you've also
I mean, I could do it from anywhere.
Some,
it wasn't that I didn't go,
right.
I mean, I can, the technology is such that I can do it from wherever I am, and it still sounds like I'm in a studio somewhere. So
right,
I'm
but like you've taken some
that.
Really amazing trips, though.
I have,
you know,
since
the last
since you came along, I have
years.
Taken some. Yes, I
yeah,
have
you've been to Peru, you went to England
yeah.
twice, you went to
yeah.
Israel,
been
you
been
went to Egypt, right?
Yeah.
Or did Egypt not
yeah.
happen?
No, I've
you've
been, well,
to
been
some
Egypt
really
three
impressive
times.
Places. Yeah,
yeah, and I would like to go back to doing that. I would probably still have kept doing it were it not for COVID. I had plans, as a matter of fact, to go. Where was I going to go? I was going to take
Egypt. Maybe
I was going to go back to Egypt to go into. I had not ever been into the pyramids or into the Sphinx. I was mm-hmm. going to do that, and then that got canceled. So I mean, and, but that yeah. stuff's opening back up again. But I wouldn't. I'm not crazy. I don't mind getting on an airplane and going back and forth coast to coast. This next month, I'm going to be traveling all over the country. But I don't. That doesn't bother me. But for whatever the reason, I don't want to go to some place that I don't know. Where I don't know what the people are doing to, you know, expose myself to who knows what. So I'm still, I guess, as much as I complain about the things that we don't know or we haven't done, what I wish we had done differently with COVID, I still sort of feel in my heart of hearts, in my soul of soul, in my gut, that I ought not to be, you know, going too far out of the country, at least for a while. I was noticing... there's an overview from the policy one of the policy institutes in New York about the global response to COVID that I think is worth a moment or two of reflection as we look at the end of the year. A lot of people are doing, you know, end of the year stuff and yada yada, and I'm not doing big stories because that's a waste of time. We all know what the big stories are, but the inside insight from some of these things, like these guys who are looking at our response to COVID, and not just our response here in America, but around the world. And one of the first things that they say in this overview, Victoria, is how we really blew it in terms of China, and how our relationship with China, which is the most important one to them, and the most, I guess, in a manner of speaking, although I think our relationship with Europe is more important than our relationship with China. But anyway, our economic ties and our relationship with China warrant, quote, serious reconsideration. Hello, duh. And that's, again, this is a policy institute looking at what the damage has been from COVID-19 to our global institutions. One of the things that they note, which I think is true, is it strengthened the power of national government, which it certainly did. It did in America. It did in Europe. I think it did most anywhere. It also... This review delineates the World Health Organization and how out to lunch they were. And this is not a political right-wing, left-wing organization. This is just these are people who are scientists and educators that work for this policy institute. And they do these reports from time to time on various global issues. And so what's more important than COVID? How COVID has created new powers. I'm just sort of picking and choosing here. New intrusions by the state into our society, new digital surveillance technology that were previously the province of authoritarian political systems. My, that's pretty indicting. But we know that's going on here, and we know the Chinese are all over the place. And one of the things that they note in here is the implication of the Chinese, who are also using digital surveillance to find out what's happening everywhere around the world. And that has burgeoned during the epidemic. And it basically admits that people around the world, quote, are looking to their national and provincial governments for confidence and security, but that has failed for the most part. And it has. I mean, I suppose you could say as a Monday morning quarterback, what would you have done different? And that's what these people are saying. For the next time, read this and carry with you some of the things that might have been done were we able to have more time to prepare or to look at this thing from a different point of view. It also talks about the economic scarring that the globe has been through, which, of course, is what's happened. And look at all the businesses that have gone out of business. Look at all the people who were thrown out of work. And now, on the other side of it, we lost, apparently, according to this, America's workforce is 8.5 million people smaller than it was last year at this time. So I wonder why. Is that because of retirements? It doesn't, you know.
There were a lot of early retirements. 4 million women are no longer in the workforce. There are a lot of, and then the shifting landscape. So workforce, which is an interesting thing that I read in, I don't know, one of the business, I think it may have been Business Insider. They said that when you use the term workforce, that doesn't, it depends on where the data is coming from, but it doesn't always include people who started their own businesses. And a lot of people took this time to start their own business.
Yep. Right.
And so they kind of aren't counted anymore as like an employee who reports, you know, punches a clock every day. So it's a really shifting landscape. It's kind of amazing, actually, how much things change.
Yeah, right. The foreign investment fell 35%. That is our investment in other companies and other places in the world. Chinese government virus, COVID, whatever you want to call it, has had a drastic, more impactful than the economy that was in ruins after World War II. That's how impactful this has been. And yet nobody is taking, they take their shots at Trump here in this report. But they also say the leadership is not strong right now. So they have, interesting, China has now, and they're dealing with the COVID-19, they have a zero-tolerance policy. The only country of the 193-member UN organization to have a strategy of total virus elimination and suppression. 11 before the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
So, the sales right now at Kohl's, I mean, you won't want to miss these deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under 20 bucks and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping, got an extra 20% off, and earned even more Kohl's cash. Who's ready to ring in the savings?
Select style ends January 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Past the hour now on the DJV program. Well, here we are at the end of the year, looking forward to the new year. And you know how much I love astrology and my friends that are astrologers, especially Maria Trilogy, who is about as good as anybody that you can find. She's put together a lot of information. We're certainly not going to get to it in 5 minutes. I think perhaps a perspective. Sometimes I ask you for specifics, Maria, when you're here. Sometimes I ask you for generalities. In general, as the year comes to a close and you look at the astrological lineup for the next year, what do you see?
Well, other than, of course, what we just got, the news of some new variant coming in with this virus, I am very, very, very hopeful for 2022. I really feel that 2022 is going to be all about you, meaning all of us personally, taking stock of our lives, looking at where we are emotionally and where our finances are, where our loved ones are, where our health is. You know, we're reviewing these last 2 years and coming up with where the planets are aligning is giving us an opportunity to look at the new year in a new way, to support who we are as human beings and how we're relating to everything around us. We've been very, very distracted, obviously. And when we look at the bigger picture, we see that there are changes on our planet that are extreme, extreme for what we are most familiar with. So with Jupiter in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces and Pluto in Capricorn, these planetary lineups are finally saying, okay, let's get grounded, let's get practical, let's find new ways of moving forward and doing it in a way where we can, you know, enjoy some aspect of our life. These last 2 years have been very upsetting, and people have lived in so much fear. So I'm very hopeful for 2022. That it is going to bring us an opportunity to look at each other and look at the world in a new way with more compassion and more kindness for what we've been able to sustain. You know, we've lost a lot. We've transitioned a lot. We've had to learn how to be a new kind of human being. So I believe that now, as I said, with this lineup of planets, no matter, the work relationship is different. The school systems are different. We are now doing health on a Zoom call. Telehealth is here to stay. You know, people are transitioning in every aspect of their life, and how do we do it? So this year, 2022, is going to be, how are you going to move forward and have some hope for living a good life as everything continues? Because 2022 is going to be, you know, we are bringing some of 2021 with us.
Yeah.
And we have to figure out how we are going to do this better than these last 2 years. We haven't been able to get hold of everything because mm-hmm. it's been so steady. And, you know, look at what's going on with weather. All of these factors are affecting us. So with the planetary lineup for 2022, it's like, okay, we are now going to have an opportunity to sit ourselves down and say, what are we going to do now? How are we going to do this better? And there's going to be a new kind of strength that can come to each of us as we look at, you know, I truly believe in God, in spirit, in the ability to trust that I can do this. And no matter who we are and where we are, there is going to be some modicum of hopefulness. That's what I believe.
All right. How do people reach out to you, those who are listening now that would like to have perhaps an update or something new that they've never experienced before? How do they find you?
Yeah, they can find me in two ways. I'm going to give you my office number, 310-548-1338 or SMBWORKS, SMBWORKS at earthling.net.
310-548-1338 for Maria or SMBWORKS at earthling.net. Maria Trilogy here on the DJV program. With Happy New Year wishes to everybody, it's 59 past the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.